Hello, Andrew Gill here, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock and Bray. Are your daily decisions taking you towards God and his blessings, or are your choices taking you towards sin and its destruction? In this sermon about Abraham and Lot from Genesis 13, we are going to look at three choices to avoid if we want to live in the blessings of God. And I pray that you'll be challenged and encouraged as you listen today. We make approximately 35,000 choices every day. 35,000 choices every day. That works out about one choice every 2 seconds. So you chose to come to church this morning, and I hope you're going to choose to stay and to listen for the rest of the service. We make thousands of decisions every day. Some of them are big, most of them are probably quite small. Some we make automatically without thinking at all, while others we make after much thought and long deliberation. But all of those decisions are important because all of our decisions contribute to the life that we live. So all of the past decisions that we have made contribute to the way we live our life right now. The Christian author on leadership, John Maxwell, says that life is a matter of choices. And every choice you make, makes you. We're doing a series looking at the life of Abraham in the Bible, and we're reflecting on what his life can teach us about living by faith. Last week, we saw that God called Abraham to leave his home and go to a new place that he would show him. And God promised to give Abraham children, to give him the land that he was moving to as an inheritance for his descendants, and he promised to bless the world through Abraham. And if you missed last week's talk, then you can go back and watch it on our website, or you can download it and listen to it or read through it again if you wish. But today we're going to look at Genesis 13, and this chapter shows us three choices to avoid if we want to live in God's blessing. Three choices to avoid if we want to live in God's blessing. The chapter begins with Abraham and his nephew Lot returning from Egypt. Now, Abraham's time in Egypt was marked with spiritual failure, but financially it was a great success. And so he is returning with large herds of cattle and flocks of sheep, both him and Lot, and so the land where they were couldn't support both of them living on it. So there was a problem, and Abraham had this solution. So in verses 8 to 9, he says to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herders and mine, for we are close relatives. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. And if you go to the right, then I'll go to the left." So there's a problem of not having enough land for both of them to have. And so Abraham graciously gives Lot a choice. And Lot chooses to go east and live near a city called Sodom. Now, I'll explain in just a minute why that was a really bad choice to make. But right now I want us to see about how he made that choice. Because if you look at verses 10 to 11, we see that Lot made his choice based on what was visually appealing, what was self-satisfying, and what was immediately pleasurable. What was visually appealing, what was self-satisfying, and what was immediately pleasurable. Because Lot lifted his eyes and he saw the fertile land and the big cities, and he moves towards what visually looked good. And he takes the best for himself, showing no concern for the welfare of his uncle. And he doesn't want to have to wait and work for good things to come in the future. He only wants to enjoy life now. He chose what was visually appealing, self-satisfying, and immediately pleasurable. During the week when I was sharing with Julie my draft of my sermon, which she loves, by the way, she just loves when I come in with my notes and tell her what I'm planning and preaching on a Sunday. And I gave her those three things that Lot chose. And she said, oh, and then she reminded me of an event earlier in the day when I had opened the fridge and saw a half bar of chocolate and saw how good it looked, paid no attention to who else might have wanted the bar of chocolate, and took and ate it because it was good for myself. But those are the type of decisions we make all the time. We base our decisions on what looks good, what's self-satisfying, and what's good right now, not thinking about the future, not thinking about other people, or not thinking about actually what it is that we're choosing. And so Lot chose to go towards this city of Sodom. But why was that such a bad choice? A couple of reasons. First, we need to remember that this episode is part of a larger story about Abraham and his children. And central to that story is God's promise, especially the promise of land. So as you read through the stories in the back of your mind, you need to keep in focus the promise of land. Because geographically, Lot has moved beyond the borders of the promised land and has essentially turned his back on God's blessings. He has rejected the promise of God to follow the desire of his eyes. That was the same choice that Eve made in the Garden of Eden. When she distrusted the word of God and ate the fruit because she saw that it was good for food, pleasing to the eye, and desirable for gaining wisdom. But again and again throughout the Bible, we see that what God says is always more trustworthy than what we can see. And we are wise to learn from Lot's mistake. He chose the pleasures he could see. He chose the pleasures he could see in Sodom over the promises of God that he had spoken. And that choice ruined his life. Second reason why moving to Sodom was a bad choice, because of the people that lived there. If you look at verse 13, it says, "Now the people of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord." It says this not because they were guilty of one type of sin, but because they were brazenly indulging in all kinds of sin. Sodom was an evil place, and Lot should have stayed far away. But instead, he chose what was visually appealing, self-satisfying, and immediately pleasurable. And we get a hint of the outcome of Lot's decision in verse 10, when it says that God will destroy Sodom as judgment on their sin. Now, we don't have time this morning to look at all the details in Lot's life and to trace his decline. But by the end of his story, Lot has lost everything. All his possessions are gone. His family life is an utter mess, and he's fearfully living in a cave. It's a sad outcome to a life of bad choices. Life is a matter of choices, and every choice you make makes you. So what choices are you making, and in what direction are they taking your life? Are your daily decisions taking you towards God and his blessing, or are they taking you towards sin and its destruction? You see, Lot's life is a warning to us, and we are wise to avoid the choices he made. So ask yourself, what are you looking at, and how is it influencing you? How are you choosing to speak to those around you? How are you choosing to spend your time and your money? What do the choices you made last week show you about what you truly value in your life? And do you need to make any adjustments? While Lot is a warning to us in this passage, Abraham is set as before us as an example. So let's briefly look at Abraham and his better choices. Because first we see that he is seeking God. In verse 3, it says that he went from place to place until he came to Bethel, to the place between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier, and where he had first built an altar. There he called on the name of the Lord. Abraham had made some very bad choices when he had been down in Egypt, but he's learned from it, and now he is returning to God. He goes to the place where God had appeared to him before because he's wanting to restore that relationship he had with God at the beginning. And then when this argument breaks out in the family business, Abraham chooses peace over possessions. He chooses peace over possessions because having a good relationship with his nephew is more important than holding on to what is his. So next, he also chooses to be generous. He offers to share the promised land with Lot. But as we've already seen, Lot thought that the grass was greener elsewhere. Abraham chose to seek God, to make peace, to be generous. And lastly, he chose to put his faith in the future promises of God. This chapter finishes with God speaking to Abraham and reaffirming his good promises to him. And Abraham lifts up his eyes and he looks at the land and he chooses to believe in the promises that one day the land he sees will be filled with his descendants. And so he builds an altar to worship God. What choices are you going to make today? Jesus Christ, in his desire to make peace, has generously offered us a share in all the promises of God. If life is a matter of choices, then choose to trust in Jesus so that you can live in the blessings of God forever. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that through Jesus, you have given us the choice of eternal life. Forgive us all the selfish choices we have made in the past. Help us to live by faith and not by sight. And give us wisdom in all of our decisions. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this audio sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. For more Church at Home resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.